Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Right now on Earwolf, Harvey Guillen joins the Spanish Aqui Presents crew to talk about recycling to pay for his first improv class and how he found out he would play Guillermo in What We Do in the Shadows. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, Jess, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's stitcherpremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Scott wants to start again.
No, Scott stays.
You can do another one, but we're leaving that one. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Hey, welcome to Off Book.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one is Jess McKenna. That is the king of pianists, pianist of kings, Scott Passarella. And there are no mistakes. There are only avant-garde musical choices, and I won't have it any other way.
That's so true. But we got Scott Passarella, king of pianists, pianist of kings. We got Brett on the fret, choo-choo engineering. Brett Morris, wait for the court. Wait when the chord hits. We got Dana Wickens near the stickens, maybe doing some post drumming. We can't promise it, but we will allude to its possibility.
Drums in post, same
That's
possibility as a ghost. And
guess what, y'all? It's Off Book version 3.75, because that means we got a guest in the house. And boy, do we have a lovely guest for your ears today. Second time back on the pod, but last time was in front of a live audience, basically the exact opposite of this experience. We are so excited to have her. You know her from Netflix's Insatiable. She has a book out next month that you can pre-order now called Little Miss Little Compton. It's Arden Marie!
Arden Marie!
Thank you so much. What a joy and a journey to be with you guys here.
Arden, we do need to let the good people know that you are coming to them hot after 30 minutes of technical difficulties. So we just need them to know because
technical difficulties, the internet's technical difficulties.
I'm coming in hot. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling frustrated with Wi-Fi. I'm just like ready to party. I got some steam to blow off.
Exactly. We need them to know that you are a true warrior with an open heart and spirit.
And when we were coming out of that into this, you did a thing that is almost like unbidden and uninformed, almost what Jessica does before the last couple of shows, where she tells us to just have some fun out there.
Yeah,
it's,
been,
it's sort of the energy sort of that Jess has been giving.
That's yes. been my fun thing of the last few records, is this really very funny bit where I say, hey guys, I have a great idea. What if we tried something new and just try to have fun out there?
Because it's insane that this is a job. It's yes. truly, we're living a dream world. But then you, Arden, yeah. which I really appreciated, you were sort of giving us the pump up to leave it on the field, and that we yeah. were going to regionals, which
leave
is
leave it on the field. We're going to regionals, you guys. Leave it on the field. Good game. Come on. We just passed state. We're going to regionals. Let's do this. And take it all the way.
Another nugget that I gleaned from our 30 minutes of like, wait, what if we restarted it? You're from Rhode Island.
True story.
Okay. So Rhode Island, Zach and I are both from...
Rhode Island is small. Sorry, very, that's just yes. my sort of hot take on Rhode
well,
Island.
That's,
Jess,
so my book, Little. I'm from a town called Little Compton in Rhode Island, like the tiniest town in the tiniest state.
That oh. tiny makes me think that you certainly don't have regionals. You only have state.
It's only state.
Versus Zach and I grew up in California, where
California's like, so big, Jess.
The
so
thing about it is Rhode state. Island is small and California is big. No, I just meant like in our sports, it was a big deal to win your regional.
Because
it was
regionals.
Like, you can't possibly win this state. It's massive.
It's good luck to you that you think you can win this state.
So cute you think you can win this state. It's actually
honestly,
too big.
It's adorable that you can win this giant state.
Were you guys athletes?
I'm just guessing.
I'm just guessing they went right to state now, because I didn't play sports to the extent that I would ever go to regionals or state. Is regionals first?
Regionals
or
is
state first.
Regionals is all the regions within a state.
We're going to nationals, you guys.
We're going to nationals.
I can't even believe that we would have the audacity to believe that we could win the nation.
But then here's my question: is maybe for Arden it does go state regional? Maybe it's we're winning Rhode Island, and then our region is the Northeast.
It's like the Northeast.
That's what I think. I say this as a person who was too young for my class, not because I was smart, but because my mom just enrolled me. So too young, little, and uncoordinated.
What month
so
is
I
your birthday in?
December. I was really
fully past
fully
the
little.
Curve. I'm
fully
September. Little. I'm little. For
I remember being like. Yeah, so I remember graduating from high school at 17, and there was a lot of people that were 19 and being little. Like, my brother and I were both little and in the wrong grade. But, so I was not, I wasn't, like, picked first in a sport that was ever going to go to a regional.
Very, very quickly, just because this is a sort of theme of this episode, I do want to point out, people from December, yeah. little. People from the end of the year, little. People from the beginning of the year, January, February, March, so big.
Well, so big.
You could
so
also
big.
Be you could also be big in September. There was like a boy who I went all through school.
You
who
can
was
be
like,
so big in September, and
you
then you could
be
also
so
be
big,
so little, in,
little
September.
In September.
Now, it in that way, am I actually littler than Arden? Because I am September, but I'm little.
No,
September.
I'm littler. No, I'm littler.
But does it get littler
you.
As it goes back around to the
littler.
Beginning of September, and then it gets big again? When
I read that book, that Malcolm Gladwell book, The Outliers thing, that was about Canadian hockey players.
Yep.
And basically there was none that it was filtered out by birthday. So if you were a December baby, you had to be the beginning of the year because you, when you're 5 and 6, it starts, the filter system
you're
starts
little.
Young.
You're
so if you're
little.
Big for the class, if you're too little, you're never going to get the hours, the 10,000 hours.
Those September through December birthdays are wild that you could have a kid in your grade with like the same birthday as you, but a year apart. It just depends on how your mom wants to enroll
my
you.
My best friend's birthday was the day after mine, and she was a full year older.
And at that age, you're going to be so little, and they're going to be so big.
Yeah,
and
that's really going to make
it. And it's going to make hockey really, really tricky. And we do cut to a hockey rink.
I wanted to be a hockey player. I needed to be a hockey player. And because I was born in December, it just foiled me.
Are you ready to leave it all on the ice?
I think so.
Are you ready to leave it all on the ice?
It's really hard and cold, but okay.
Skate hard, skate fast, and skate nice. Are you ready to leave it all on the ice?
But I'm only 3 feet tall. How can I leave it on the ice?
I'm also only 3 feet tall, but I'm going to do my best. I got little skates and a little hat and also of eggs and chives and rice, and I can't.
then you put it over the rice.
Are you ready to leave it all on the ice? Hey kids, I don't care how tall you are. Either of you can become a hockey star. Listen, kids, I know that you were meant for glory, because here's what people think about hockey players.
Coach Brenda?
Yeah?
How do you know we were meant for glory?
Well, yeah, I was... Coach Brenda?
Yes. Okay, so, Stephanie, Stephen, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate you coming to tryouts, because here's what people think about hockey players. They think they gotta be big. They gotta be broad.
Coach Brenda?
Yes, Stephen?
What are some of the sort of presuppositions that people have about hockey players?
Yeah, Brenda. Coach Brenda, tell me everything. How's your new divorce? Are you still crying at night?
Oh, I am. But
Stephanie,
it's getting...
Stephanie.
Well...
Stephanie, that was a hard...
Well, I was just trying to...
I know we're both curious, but we said we were going to be cool about it.
I just wanted her to feel seen. I wanted her to shy. I wanted to do a mirror exercise of her that she feels seen.
I like that, but I feel like we...
The tears started out angry.
Oh, sure. No, she's going to cry again.
The tears started out mad.
I hate when she cries on the ice. I shouldn't have brought
it up. Something is happening. My tears have turned into glad. I'm glad for a new day, a new dawn. Every single tear tells me I'm moving on. The tears of a new day,
good crying.
Of a new dawn.
I love
the tears
a good crying,
that tell me.
When my mom signed me up for ice hockey, I really would rather play with my Barbie. But then I got me a sad, sad coach, the saddest coach of all. I learned that sometimes men are disappointing and they shouldn't trust them all. Miss Stephanie, she wears cool visors and she talks about the gym. She believes in me, even though I'm a lady titan. She knows that I can do it, and she thinks that I'm a star. Even though she leaves this lesson and heads right to the bar.
The tears of a new day, of a new dawn. The tears that tell me I'm moving on.
You
the tears
this.
Of a new day. Tears that tell me I'm moving on. And I'm moving on 'cause I got two new players. I know that they are fighters. And I'm also moving on by listening to the Chicks Gaslighter. That album really speaks to me. And this time that I am going through, but also it's the inspiration I see in you too. The tears of a new day, of a new dawn. The tears that say I'm moving on. The tears of a new day, of a new dawn. Each tear tells me I'm moving on. So that's why I'm so really happy the two of you are here.
Whoa, Coach Brenda. Is that what you mean when you say leave it all on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, like, let's be emotionally honest with where we're at. Mm-hmm. Let's bring that to each other. And also, I think you two might be incredible hockey players because you can zig and zag so small.
We can fit under people's legs.
That's right. I think that's what's... Right. what got seen and perceived as a challenge is actually your greatest skills that you can bring to the ice. And it's, I don't know, it's just helping me to, honestly, I don't want to put too much pressure on you. You're both 11 and it's a lot, but
I'm 11, but everybody thinks I'm 8.
That's right. Everybody thinks you're 8, and that's younger.
I'm 8? Everyone thinks I'm 8.
You're so lucky. You're so too blessed to stress. You don't
I'm
going to
be this size. The doctor said I'm going to be this size for the next 10 years.
You're going to be just like Anthony Michael Hall in 16 Candles. And guess what? He got the girl in the end.
He got the girl
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that film, and I'm not interested in getting the girl.
No, 8-year-olds really should see 16 Candles.
I'll
classic
watch it.
Kid viewing.
But the only girl I want to get is a best friend who can help me just take the Minnesota Mini Wolves and rub their faces in the ice.
Now listen, kids, I don't want this pressure to overwhelm you that I'm pouring a lot of my divorce energy into the two of you, and I certainly don't want you to think about the fact that the Minnesota Mini Wolves are coached by my ex-husband and I have some sort of axe to grind and something to prove.
But I would never have connected those dots even if you said it out
loud. I do not want that to weigh on you.
But we're the Minnesota Minotaurs, and the Minnesota Minotaurs are going to take the Minnesota Mini Wolves and grind their faces into the ice.
We're going to take their faces and drag it along the ice. I know that the key thing in hockey playing is an ability to fight, an ability to glide, an ability to trash talk. And just because you're small doesn't mean that you can't get.
And you might think that because I wanted you.
You might think that because we are 8 and 11 and so, so small that we're not good at trash talking. But I got news for you.
Yeah, we got news for you, biatch.
Your Ooh, good start.
Thank you.
Guess what, biatch? Have I got news for you?
Take it.
I learned a little word from my older brother, a little word or two.
Hey!
One of those words is biatch. You're being a biatch now.
Ow!
And you're gonna be a little biatch in here. This biatch will show you how. Why you're being a little biatch.
Oh, you're being a little biatch. Biatch.
You're being a little biatch.
Biatch,
biatch, biatch. You think I can't take you into the ground? Maybe you should just watch. You're being little biatch.
Oh, is that you ice skating, or is that your Nana? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know the difference. I thought that you was Tana. Guess what, my little friend, I've got my eye on you. You think I don't know where you live, and I didn't throw a baby bag of poo at your house.
'Cause you're being a little biatch. I don't know what she was saying, but I learned this word just right. And you were being a biatch. And she said she'll come to your house. And if you're a little biatch, then I'll bet that you can figure it out.
That's right, if you're gonna be a biatch, you think you can biatch at us. But we're sliding around like a little tiny, mini dangerous bus. We're coming for you, Minnesota Mini Wolves. But guess what, brah? You never knew what you were dealing with when you're dealing with a Minotaur.
You're a little biatch.
Ooh,
biatch. So sad for a biatch.
Ooh,
biatch. If it looks like a biatch and talks like a biatch and makes a biatch sound when it walks, then it's probably a biatch. So that's the word that I learned from my older brother.
I love your older brother. Brad is the best.
Hey, coach.
Yeah.
Typically Minnesota Mini Wolves practices don't end with us making you eggplant parmesan. Could you tell me how this is going to...
Listen. Huddle. Everyone huddle up.
Huddle.
Take a knee.
It's kind of slippery.
We're going
sir.
Up against
sir. It's kind of slippery.
Life is slippery, Carl. Okay. Life is slippery, and sometimes
Carl,
the things that you have in your hand are slippery until you think you've got it. You think you found someone there forever, but then they're slippery and they slip slide away. And why are they slippery? Because you greased your own hand, Carl. Because you went and put your hand in a big old slimy vat of fetal pigs and got your hand all greasy. And the things you love that you wanted to hold so tight, the harder you squeeze them, the faster they slip out. And so we're making eggplant parmesan so that we can have a lot of vegetables and a lot of carbohydrates to burn out on the ice, and I don't know how to make it. And I miss
Coach,
my wife
why is your
so much.
Why is your shirt all ripped? What happened? Why is it like literally we
well,
can
let me
see
let me tell
from
you.
Like your trachea down to your belly button. It's just like a giant hole.
It's not a hole, it's a rip. You said it for the first time.
Sorry.
Jeffrey.
Sorry.
I was in front of the mirror and I was thinking, you're a big strong man. The world that you see, how you perceive it must be accurate. And like the things that are going wrong in your life are someone else's fault, not your own. And to prove how big and strong I was, I said, I'm strong like the Hulk. And then I ripped my shirt like the Hulk does when he gets big, although he doesn't rip it with his hands. He rips it just by getting real big.
I'm not Coach Todd.
Yes, Carl. What?
It seems like now you're just really cold where your ripped shirt is, and like
extremely cold. Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Also, how thick do you want the batter on the eggplant? And I also feel like maybe I sliced it a little too thick, and
Carl,
it's not going to cook evenly.
Carl, I wish I knew. The things that you brought up just now are things that I hadn't even considered, which is why I put you in charge of making eggplant parmesan.
Carl, you got to be cool. He's got a temper. You know he's got a short fuse.
I know,
Jeffrey. You've got to be cool.
And when I get mad, I stomp the ice real hard and make holes in it, and then make you skate around the holes for
hockey
practice.
We're not even good skaters.
That's hard for practice, sir. We're the defending regional state champs.
We got to go to state.
And then regionals, and then back to state.
And then back to state, and then maybe one day nationals.
Nationals. We're going to make it through this, and I'll tell you how, okay? Take just one little step, even though the ice is thin.
I love that the coach sounds like Bruce Springsteen.
With just a little step, Bruce Springsteen for the win. My number one musical influence. Gotta be the boss. You know it's the boss. If it's anyone other than the boss, that's your loss. Bruce Springsteen, American hero. I forgot what I was talking about before, but you know what I mean. Bruce Springsteen, American hero, helping us all with the American dream. People say Bruce Hornsby, that's another guy who played a lot of piano songs, and I don't know why. People confuse me with him, because we're different men. He didn't write many of my songs, I'd say any of them. I'm Bruce Springsteen, that's what I know. Be like Bruce Springsteen, and walk along that thunder road. Bruce Springsteen, be like him, he's here to say that you're all winners, 'cause you were born in the USA.
Sir, I hear that song is actually an indictment of capitalism and class structure, and gets misinterpreted over and over again. Also, do you want the parmesan to be grated or shaved? I think shaved will melt better, but I don't have the say.
I'm Bruce Springsteen, and I got a hungry heart. I'm Bruce Springsteen. Eggplant parmesan will do its part, but I know what you know. We're all full of desire, but I tried to light a cigarette, and now I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire, 'cause I lit my That's the whole thing.
Sir, it looks like you're crying. Do you want me to you drop this handkerchief from your back pocket? Do you want
No, it stays there. Put it back in my back pocket.
Okay,
that's a back pocket handkerchief.
You could use it for your tears, sir.
No, it's for my back pocket. Practice is canceled. In fact, I quit. I quit coaching the hockey team.
No, coach, we have to go to regionals in state. We need to go to regionals in state. Hey, are you the coach? I think you used to coach my nephew. I'm Monica. I heard that you were newly single.
Yeah, what? Sorry, I was just having a. I did used to coach. I'm just here at the. Hey, can I have another one? Can I have a gin and tonic?
I don't know if you should have another one.
Can I have half of one? Can I have half of one?
Actually, let me just make you do me a favor. Do me a favor. Have one bitters and soda in between. It'll kind of hydrate, but it still looks like a drink. And then if you still want a G&T afterwards, we can talk about
it. It looks like a drink. No one will look at it and say, like, that man's less of a man because of what his drink looks like. I hope
they wouldn't say that no matter what. But
they would.
If you at this bar want to still feel like you're having alcohol, technically bitters do have a small trace amount of alcohol.
Tiny amount.
So this is, it's a perfect sort of like, it's not, it's maybe like a, oh gosh, I want to say like a 20th of a cocktail. Let me just give it to you.
Yeah, okay, give me 20 bitters and I'll talk to this woman right
here. I just have to say, I feel like, you know, I heard that they didn't even go to regionals this year. I heard they didn't go to state and like, I don't know. I've seen you here every night, like every night for six or seven months.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Misty.
Monica.
Misty. Oh, what's your name? Oh.
I'm Misty.
I'm Monica.
It's my sister.
Listen,
Monica.
I think. Okay. I was going to say, because you're identical twins. Yes.
We're identical twins. Okay. She works here. She gives me a free drinks.
But I'm Misty for you, too. I'm going to give you a soda and bitters.
Okay, you're Monica.
I would like, I'd like a beef eater martini on the rocks with a twist, please.
Yeah, me too. I'll have one of those.
I'll have two of those.
Coach, you need to hydrate a little bit.
Listen, he doesn't need to hydrate. He needs to be awesome.
Okay, well, it seems like Monica and Misty, you two are... I'm getting real shoulder angel, shoulder devil vibes from you. I don't know what I'm supposed...
We're Geminis. We're the evil twins. We're twins and we're Geminis.
Can you believe it?
We're June babies.
We were actually pretty average sized in our class, ironically, being born in June.
June's a medium.
People could mostly tell that we were twins because we were June babies and we were so average and we always felt like wallflowers. Nobody could see us. We were never too big or never too small.
Something I was thankful for was that we were early enough in June that typically we didn't have to have a summer birthday party because those are tough.
So tough.
Those are tough because a lot of people go on vacation and it's tough to get kids at your birthday
party.
So
tough.
Well,
I
know. I'm
for
September and I feel like there's a lot of excitement about you're back at school, but you need like a break from it, especially if you're like late September. It's a good, like, the problem with a September birthday.
Those Virgos are so cocky about their birthdays.
Well, no, late September.
So cocky.
Late September is Libras. Very late, I guess,
right.
On the cusp. But the hard thing about it is that there's going to be a lot of new kids in that class who you don't know. That's tricky.
That's right. They do invite them. Do you invite the weird new kid that's come in?
Wait, hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Are you two, I don't know why I'm just putting this together right now, but are you two, this is a small town. It must be you. You guys are those astrology twins.
We're the astrology twins.
We are the astrology
twins. That's our side hustle. We're trying to become influencers. We do a lot of thirst traps, posting in front of natal charts in our basement.
I follow your Instagram,
yeah.
And my wife said, why are you following that? You know we can see who you follow on Instagram, right? And I was like, let me follow whoever I want on Instagram. But the only thing I follow is sort of women posting, sexy pictures that I've been told later are thirst traps.
Well, and that's sort of funny is because then we inherited this bar from our late uncle and we named it Thirst Trap, which is
Thirst Trap.
It's a cute name for a bar.
It's a double entendre.
I didn't even put that together. I just thought like, yeah, you do got me trapped here because I am thirsty.
And that's why I really push the hydration because alcohol actually dehydrates.
I push the booze because I like the cash.
So this is, oh, I get it. So you're sort of, oh man, these are
I love astrology.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick.
No, coach.
I'll be right back.
God,
I'm sorry. I got confused, and I really feel bad. That guy has had like 3 G&Ts already, and he really needed some water, Misty. I was just like,
no, I am feeling.
I have to do my due diligence as a
no. You got to let him shine. If this guy, he's having a hard time. He has been in here every night. He's been jamming that Bruce Springsteen on the karaoke machine. You haven't seen him?
I know. I'm into that, and I'm into him for you because he's sort of got that, like, wild boss energy. But, you know, like, I feel like
he... Let me them bad boys. Oh, give me a bad boy. Ooh, are you gonna try to fuck my friends? Okay. I love a guy that's a fixer-upper. He's got potential to be a pupper. The guy that I love. No, I'm the only one who really sees the true him. His ex-wife didn't get it. He sometimes steals from my medicine cabinet, but he didn't mean to. His doctor was just not having it. I don't think you understand when I see a sleeve of tattoos in an unpaid tab. I go, that's a guy who needs some love. I need to pay his rent and give him the glove of protection. Oh, of a lady twin. What it feels like when I watch him drink too much gin. I know he doesn't mean it when he drives my car drunk. It just means that he was worried that I was about to get scammed. Oh, utility bill. I will pay for your jail cell. I will loan you an Oxycontin, and I know that you will never give it back to me because that you did it already 3 times. The month of May, you did it 12 times. In September. But look, I'm not gonna go to Al-Anon. You can't tell me what to do. So I'm a little codependent, and you're the better twin, and that's on you. So I'm just doing my thing, and things are good for me, and I'll be in the thirst trap. Bye.
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 She likes the bad boys.
The sad boys. Yeah, I love them. I think this is the one. I really feel like nobody sees him like I do. Like, yeah, you see a sad, drunk gym coach with a shirt that has no front covering his nipples, and I see my future ex-husband.
Misty, if you see your future ex-husband, isn't that sort of like already a bad sign? And I don't know Coach that well. I mean, he could be a diamond in the rough, but it's pretty rough. It's pretty rough.
He really, you just don't get it. Nobody's gotten it yet. I love that he makes me call him Coach. I'm going to call him Coach.
Honestly, that part's cute.
That part is cute. Are you kidding? Like, Coach, do you take Misty? I do. Coach and Misty, please. It's just like Friday Night Lights, and I'm Connie Britton.
Okay. If this could be a Friday Night Lights situation, you know I would be there in a flash. You know that, like, that Coach and Mrs. Coach is
Coach,
like,
Taylor. Coach Taylor.
Coach Taylor.
Yeah.
That is like, but you know what? What's so beautiful about that partnership is that it's a partnership. You know, Connie Britton's bringing all
you
that
would
guidance
talk me
counselor goodness.
You would talk me out of getting at it with Tim Riggins. You would talk me out of getting at it with Billy Riggins. And that's on you.
Yes,
that's
I would.
That's on you.
Nobody
yes, I would. Gets the Riggins.
Yes, I would.
That's on
yes,
you.
Yes, I would.
I think Coach is my Coach Riggins.
No.
And that's on you.
There
it's my
is
time
no Coach
to shine.
There
I'm going
no Coach
to regionals.
Riggins.
That's on
Misty,
you,
Misty. Please.
Misty
you
Riggins. That's on you.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
My time to shine. I'm going to nationals.
I can't
Full
believe
Full heart, clear eyes. Can't lose,
I
Monica.
I can't believe she would be with the older brother Riggins. No.
Billy?
You can't be with Billy.
In the duck blind? Excuse you. Excuse me. Yeah, I'd be with Billy Riggins. Do you think I don't want a guy in a duck blind? Okay. Excuse you. Hi, Coach.
Hi. I couldn't get the door open to the bathroom stall, so I kicked it real hard and it broke. It was the door's fault.
I saw that you have some plywood still around your ankle, but that's cool.
Oh, yeah? I didn't even notice because I kicked the door so hard.
God, that's hot.
Hey.
Yeah?
I was wondering When all the vanettes get on their front shelves.
I'm sorry, I can't understand what you're saying.
Someone every day.
What?
And every moment. When I look in your eyes. Something's making me think.
Are you talking to me?
Okay.
Can't quite understand what he's saying.
Oh, no. This is terrible. This is like watching a crash in slow
motion. No, no, just, you just don't get it. Shut the fuck up, Monica.
Just listen. Just come closer. Listen.
So hot. I see you.
You look like the Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, God. From
I the remember.
And there's two of you.
Riggins, would it be cool if I took you inside and maybe made you? I could repair that dirty old t-shirt. I could darn it. I could mend it. And you can make me your bride. Hey,
clear your eyes.
Riggins.
Protect your heart.
Oh, Riggins.
Or you will lose. Protect your heart.
Eyes.
Or you will.
Sometimes I lose, but no pain, no games.
How many get in the game, Monica. Do I have to sit back and watch this happen to
18.
You?
18 times this year.
Clear your eyes.
Okay.
Protect your heart.
No thanks.
Or you'll lose.
I'm just gonna lie down on the floor for a little
bit. It's really dirty, Coach. You might not. Coach Riggins, there's a lot of, like, peanut shells and, like, sticky stuff on
there.
Like, cigarette butts.
Oh, there's still a peanut in this one.
No, don't eat that peanut. Don't eat the peanut, Coach.
That was
bad. That's good.
I didn't like it.
I see you, Coach Riggins. I see a great man in there just waiting to come out, just waiting for a woman to pay his bills and bullshit.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A cigarette on the floor.
No, don't smoke that. Don't try to light it up. There's nothing left of that. Don't light it up.
Oh, no, I'm on fire. Again.
She's on fire. Or you'll. On fire.
Will that man ever get up off the floor? What will happen with him and Misty? Will Monica be able to save her sister from making a definitely very bad decision?
Hockey team is going to regionals or state? Will they ever make eggplant parmesan? Find out when we return to the second half of
Clear Your Eyes, Fill Your Heart, the musical.
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left this place in Minnesota, two coaches were divorced and one coach was on the floor, potentially falling in love with a twin. What will happen with the teams that are left to fend for themselves, or maybe not? We'll see in the second half of Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, the musical. Okay, so Jeffrey, I feel like when we meet the Minotaurs, we just need to beg them to let us on their team, since they actually played last season and didn't just make eggplant parmesan for their coach, Brenda. So I think we just keep it chill. We try to ignore the fact that we were mercilessly bullying them the year before. That was a bummer. Try to move past it. You guys did great. You made it all the way to regional states. So that's kind of huge.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if we just act like, hey, you know, oh, what a surprise.
Can you Froyo?
Yeah.
Here they come.
Isn't Jeremy and Carl two biatches looking like real biatches?
Oh, Stephen and Stephanie, isn't it so funny that I love when you call me biatch.
Yeah,
do you want some Froyo?
We love it. We got all sorts of tapas for our Froyo.
I love Froyo.
We got coconut Froyo.
Coconut Froyo.
Everybody loves coconut Froyo.
It's so good. And we'd be honored to buy it for you. Congratulations on making it to regional states last year. That was pretty cool.
Really rad.
This interaction is not going the way that I thought it was going to. You guys used to be mean.
Yeah. That was a funny thing we were trying.
Yeah. Our moms signed us up for kid improv and we were
and
like
we're just
trying.
We were just trying
we're
something.
Committing to bits. We're committing to our bit. Yes. And I also think you're trash. But I didn't. It was just me doing a character. I was committing.
It was
Yeah.
Well, we were just trying something out.
Yes, and?
We were just trying to be mean and shout.
We
were just throwing spaghetti at the wall.
See what sticks.
And making you feeling bad for being small. But that is so not our thing anymore.
So not our thing anymore.
Can we get you some Froyo or open the door? Because that is so not our thing anymore.
I noticed you've got a cool backpack.
That
haircut.
No.
I really feel so bad about the 2019 version of myself. I mean, what a piece of shit, right? I mean, like...
We're two little pieces of shit.
Truly. Like, whoa. Turd sandwiches,
but actually,
on ice.
That whole thing was a bit, and it is so not our thing anymore. So not our thing anymore. So let's be a team and skate on an ice floor, because that is so not our thing anymore.
Here's your froyo.
Thanks for the froyo.
You're welcome.
And thanks for, I guess, changing your ways.
Totally.
Although I still say actions speak louder than words. But this froyo is an action.
Yes,
and I do love froyo. So I guess we can say let bygones be bygones. 2019 was absurd, and that is so not your thing.
So glad 2020 is going so well for us.
It's so good. 2020 is the pinnacle of what a year could be. In this universe that we're here, where no one is sick and everyone's fine. And anyway,
when people look back at 2020, they're like, that's the year. 2019, that's so not our thing anymore.
I'm 8 and not really paying attention to what's going on in the world in general. But from where I can see, that's not your thing anymore.
No, not our thing anymore. Can we join your team?
Oh, I don't know if that's really up to me. You'd have to ask Coach.
Oh,
I mean,
shoot, Joe, we should have asked an adult.
Can we have that froyo back?
What?
Can we have that froyo back? We thought you were top dog.
I am top dog. I'm the best player on the team.
Okay,
I guess.
Skating between people's legs, calling them biatch.
Yeah.
And then I just learned a new thing, pieces of shit, from you just now. So I've just sort of doubled my arsenal.
I have a really mouthy older brother.
Oh, me too.
We all do.
We all do.
Mm-hmm. His nickname for me is pieces of shit. And I have to say, I'm learning to stand up for myself. And I'm learning
to say,
Jeffrey, don't gaslight me when I say I don't like it. And then you say, oh, I didn't say that. I said, everybody heard it. I've started recording him. And I play it back. And I will not be gaslit by my mouthy older brother anymore.
That's super wise, Jeffrey.
Gaslighting is what our coach said that your coach did to her. But now she seems to actually be doing pretty okay. Because we did win the regionals. And he...
I heard he's like a puddle. I heard he's basically a puddle man.
I've heard he's basically a puddle man where he's always sort of lying on the ground and setting himself on fire
But he's got a new love. I mean, yeah, he's on fire and he's a puddle man, but
Let's all sort of talk about the rumors that we've heard about what's going on with the adults. Because I've heard Coach Brenda doing so good, so great.
I heard that she started her own Curves franchise.
That she just owns and doesn't operate. Yes, I heard that too.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that she's finally reconnecting with high school friends. I hear that she owns a franchise. And I hear that she's making her own sourdough. And I hear that she's finally worldly wise.
Here she cut her own hair and she gave herself a crew cut. I hear she's working on a submission tape for the Amazing Race. I hear she painted her house hot pink and nobody likes it. I hear she doesn't wear a mask but she takes in boarders for cash.
And he's turned into a puddle. He's a big puddle on the ground. Around on the bottom of a bar and sets himself on fire. He doesn't talk to his parents or the people that try to help. And then he goes back to his studio apartment and cries.
And I hear that his his girlfriend pays for his whole life.
She does.
But I hear he still falls asleep with a picture of his ex-wife. And I hear that they drink bitter straight out of the bottle. And I hear he sold his car piece by piece, starting with the throttle.
I hear what's left of the car is parked in front of her house. I hear for 3 months they lived there and they had a pet mouse.
He tried
to get his house back from his wife. And when she wouldn't let him, he showed up at her doorstep and he was sporting a knife.
And I hear he's a puddle man, a puddle on the floor. I hear he's his worst self, not like how we're not anymore. And I hear that the puddle is gin and tears. I hear this is the biggest drama in this regional state all year.
Adults are cray.
It's a tough time for them, I guess.
They're not thriving. I'm just playing Minecraft most of the day.
Brenda, as your real estate agent, I want to tell you, at first I thought, this pink house, it's not doing it for me. But you were right. Millennial pink is a hip color. We have 3 offers and they're all over asking price.
Well, that is fantastic news. Thank you so much. This
also,
is huge for me, Tim.
As also the man who runs all of your sort of finances, the Curves is doing gangbusters.
Thank you, Tim. And also,
and that haircut is, you are rocking it, girl. You did that yourself?
I did that myself, Tim. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just responding to a text from my dear high school friend I've just reconnected with.
Beep, 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 beep. Is your oven beeping?
Oh, my oven? Oh, you know what? It's just time for me to take the lid off of the Dutch oven of my sourdough loaf. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that smell is incredible.
Thank you. Well,
we did manage to file that restraining order from your husband who did show up at your house with a knife. He will no longer be doing that. We also, when examining the knife, found that it was one of those plastic children's kitchen knives.
Tim, there's a thing about my ex-husband right now where I just, honestly, I just have to laugh.
It would be funny if it wasn't so sad.
So sad.
But then it gets so sad that it is, in fact, funny.
Funny again. I'm constantly in this loop where I forget about him, then I laugh about him, then I get sad for him.
Sure.
And then I laugh again, and then I forget. It's just this loop-de-loop-de-loop. But let me tell you, it's a lot better than the loop of sort of self-doubt and anger that I was in last year. So it's just, you know, it's a process. Well, and I hope he can get his puddle self off the ground.
I do too. Do you have time? Sorry, the Minnesota Minuet, the paper, is asking if you have time for an interview re your prestigious sports career and the offer to go and coach the Minnesota Timberwolves, which is a basketball team.
Which is a basketball team, which I'm thrilled about because I just feel like, let me dive in and just take a bite out of life. And, you know, hockey and basketball, they're not wildly dissimilar
sports. To be fair, they are not the same. I guess I'm just curious if you're going to take this job coaching this NBA basketball team that you've been offered.
Well, I don't think so, because I think really what I enjoy doing is taking kids that feel like maybe they shouldn't play hockey and helping them find that they can play hockey, even if it's just for the team skills that they learn. And honestly, if I'm being honest with myself, basketball and hockey they're pretty different. And I just feel like I won't know the players' personalities well enough, having, you know, spent my time in youth hockey and Curves ownership.
Of course not. If anything, it would make much more sense for you to be offered the coach of, like, the Minnesota Wild, which, as we all know, is the name of the Minnesota hockey team.
That would make more sense. But, Tim, you know what would make the most sense?
If you cut into that sourdough, and because, gosh, it smells so good. I know you're supposed to let it sit for a couple
hours. I do need to let it sit for 2 hours, Tim. I was going to say is, you know, if you came back in 2 hours for this sourdough.
Okay.
And sour mo.
Is that like a sour mojito? Did you say sour mo?
Yeah, just like short for more.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
Honestly, Brenda, I thought that you were out of my league. Such a powerful woman, indeed. Who was offered to coach an NBA team for a sport she didn't play? I thought, she's out of my league. That woman's out of my league. And you'll only make a fool of yourself if you have anything more to say.
Well, the thing about leagues is you start with Pee-wee. But as we know, you can grow and grow with the league. So if I'm out of your and soon you'll be playing in my league, playing just fine.
But I'm just a financial advisor, and you own a whole Curves franchise.
And I might be wearing a visor, but you could see my eyes, they smile. Because, Tim, you're in my league. If I say that you are, that's how I took two kids who were 3 foot tall and made them a star.
They weren't out of their league. Up the league.
Raise up the league.
And then they offer you a team in the NBA, which was like a bunch of men must have just been sitting around and thought, she can do this better than we. They must have known.
They must have seen.
You raise up the league.
My sourdough is not the only thing on the rise.
Oh.
Oh, I meant like your status.
No, I know what you meant. I'm not. This, it's noon. It's
this too, is cute. This too, is cute.
This is cute. This.
Misty, you haven't been returning my calls, so yes, I did come to find you in this yurt, and I don't like what I'm seeing.
Are you kidding me? Yurts are the most popular thing on Instagram.
Yeah, you looked cute in the yurt in that picture you posted, and I was like, oh, great, she's doing good. And then what do I come to see? Next to that yurt, right out of the frame of that selfie, is a puddle man.
Misty, I ripped more of the shirt. Now it's just a circle of cloth that I taped to my belly button. Look how strong I am.
Coach, be cool. Monica's here. You know, she judges us. Monica, look, I'm going to have to ask you to just exit the premises of the yurt.
Do you want me to go out this flap? You want me to get out this flap?
Like, no, because I'm
all
going,
of his shirts because he thinks he's the Hulk?
No, I'm going out that flap first to go to the river to look for my other shoe.
Coach, look, you know that we did a GoFundMe. You know that we were like, okay.
People said no. We got emails from the GoFundMe that said no.
We got emails.
Yeah, you got shut down for not being a legitimate charitable cause.
We built ourselves our own custom custom yurt built from a painter's cloth and some brooms and some old flooring.
I'm Monica. I've got two shoes and none of them are lost in the river.
You know what? I've been doing great with the bar. Okay, I renamed it because I thought the thirst trap didn't actually represent my brand. So now I just renamed it Monters, and nobody knows what it means, but I have it in a cool font, and I started serving small plates, and it's going great.
Wait,
I doubt that.
Bar?
People only came to get their picture taken next to the thirst trap with their titties out. That's
no,
it.
Monica. Missy, I went to that. Which one are you?
But what?
She's Misty.
It doesn't matter.
Wait, you don't even know your bride?
I went to the bar and I thought, this is where my bar, the thirst trap, was. And the name is different. Someone moved my bar.
Yeah, you knew
someone
moved
his
bar.
And I tried to light it on fire.
He tried to light it on fire.
I lit myself
on fire. He lit himself on fire again. And then he landed in a puddle. The guy has lit himself on fire 15 times?
No, I haven't. I've never lit myself on fire.
You just said you lit yourself.
You just said you lit yourself on fire.
Okay.
I don't need this anymore.
Come back. Coach. I'm sorry.
I recorded everything he was saying.
No.
He's gaslighting you about lighting himself on fire, and it's
that's not a thing. That doesn't exist. That's not a thing.
I was recording this whole thing. Give me my tape recorder.
I was recording this whole thing.
This tape recorder has Ritz crackers in it. This tape recorder is full of Ritz crackers.
Oh, you know what? Those are because we're classy.
There they are. I thought I lost them.
They're delicious. They're delicious and we're elegant.
No, I dropped them on the floor.
I've been filming this whole thing to prove to you that none of this has happened. You're imagining it again, Monica. So I'm sorry that you're jealous that we're thriving. It's our time to shine. We're hashtag too blessed to stress.
Hashtag too thrive to shine.
Hashtag crazy busy, craby. I'm so craby. We're branding. Constant content, Monica. It's constant content.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I hope you would come back and work at the bar with me and coach. I just wanted to let you know that the Minnesota Mini Minotaur Wolves, well, they're playing in the state finals tonight.
What team is that? That's the team you said.
The Minnesota Mini Minotaur Wolves.
What you're saying is that my team, people on my team, went and became with the other team. And instead of just the players going, they were like, we're going to be so welcoming of you
because
you've had such a hard time.
Thank you.
We're going to combine the names and legacies of both your teams.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like.
What you're saying is that you were like, let's make the most awesome version of tiny players that can thrive because they've had the best coach of all.
And then their old coach would see him and be like, Oh, this is what he could have had?
He's going to go watch that. This is how I should have coached.
Turn his life around.
Thank you.
I will go and watch that game as soon as I find my river shoe.
Because it's a river shoe.
It's supposed to be there.
That's where it lives, at the river. So you think you're better than us with your two shoes and your nice Madras pants and your chevron tote.
Your Madagascar pants.
And your headband.
Part of me just wants to let you deserve each other in this yurt forever. But I did. Yes, all of that is true. The teams have combined to make a super welcoming best version of the team. And they're playing in the state regional state finals tonight. And if they win, they might go to nationals.
Well, then we'll go watch it. But you have to drive because my license was taken away after multiple DUIs. And she doesn't have a car.
Also, your car is just a throttle.
My car started with the throttle. We got rid of
it. It's a driveway throttle. It's a driveway throttle. It's just like a river shoe.
You're wearing both shoes on one foot.
I'm wearing what I want to wear because I'm hashtag, I'm an influencer, and I'm going to do SponCon.
I knew that the shoe felt too tight.
Would you like to get a FabFitFunBox with hashtag backslash Misty?
Is this your car? I'll get in the back. Okay.
This is my car.
I'm going to ride on the roof.
Hey,
no, come sit in the car.
No, I want to show everybody my new halter top.
Everyone can see your halter top.
Everybody in town needs to see it. I got it. Coach made it for me out of his old t-shirt that was ripped. I just tie it around my neck and then sling them in.
It was supposed to be a belt, but it's too big.
It's beautiful. Please just get in the car.
Thank you.
I'm in the car.
I'm on the car.
Okay. Huddle up, everyone. Locker room talk. Locker room talk time.
Locker room talk time.
Hold on. Caitlin. This is locker room time. We know that you all, we love you and the energy you bring to the hockey team, but everyone's sort of like, I just want to say to all of our mini wolves, new brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. and non-binary friends, you have brought so much power and passion to this team. No matter what we do today, whether we win or lose, this has been the greatest year of hockey of my 9-year-old life.
You're so inspiring, Steven. And if I could just speak...
Carl, speak to it.
On behalf of the Mini Wolves, I just want to say that it was so not our thing anymore being mean to you. What is our thing now is being, like, cool and nice teammates. And, like, also, it's so freaking... Like, okay, I don't want to, like... It's just like...
Spit it out!
Presumptuous.
Tell your truth!
Okay. I'm mostly excited that we came together as a team. I'm mostly excited that we've done it, you and me. And I'm mostly excited that we've come so far together. And I'm mostly excited that we played and kept getting better. But if I'm honest, I can't believe it's true that we might go to nationals. Yeah, we might do. We might go to nationals. We might go to nationals.
We might go to nationals.
We might go to nationals from state and regionals. We might go to nationals.
I was really scared when we combined the teams. I thought everybody would remember I was mean. I didn't know what it looked like to befriend my enemy.
And that part, let me be clear. Let my heart be full. That definitely is the best part. That part is beautiful. Nationals. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the match to determine which team will represent Minnesota at the Nationals. They've gone through regionals, they've gone through sectionals, back to state and regionals, and here they are, the Minnesota Mini Tar Wolves versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Pee Wee hockey team. Confusing naming, but that's the way it goes.
Brenda, before you get, I know you have to get in the box and sort of do whatever a coach does during a game. I'm actually not sure.
Thank you,
financials
Tim.
Are sort of my thing, but I got you these flowers.
Tim, it's Gerber daisies and then little packets of flour to make more sourdough. It's flowers.
That's right, it's flowers.
It's very cute. It's honestly very cute.
And I just wanted to say, I'm so proud of you. The world's so proud of you. Clearly the NBA looks up to you. And the people here do too. But your ex-husband's here. Oh, sorry. He's not here. He was on his way here, but they both rode on the top of the car. And they fell off the top of the car on the freeway.
Oh, my
they're
God.
Fine. Sorry, I should have said they're fine. But they will not be here. They're in the hospital again, fine, with severe scratch marks. And they said they don't believe in hospitals, but they are in the hospital.
Tim, what a roller coaster.
I know.
So much news. I have to focus up now. We have a game to win, not lose. You're sure that they're okay?
They're totally fine.
Okay, then I won't think about that. I'll put it out of mind. Mini Wolves.
Yeah?
You've taught me as much as I've taught you.
Unlikely.
Clear eyes, full hearts, you can't lose. If you have clear eyes, full hearts, you can't lose. The puck is over here, and now the puck is over there.
There's
a skirmish over here where there's
take
a puck.
This, biatch.
Oh, and now, Steven has skated between the legs of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Get it, Steven!
The Seahawks
get
team,
it!
Not the NBA team. Very confusing branding. Yeah. Which team will represent? Oh, it's in the final seconds. Steven, ricocheted off of the stick of Carl, off of Jeffrey's head.
Jeffrey
does a backflip. What is
back
that?
To Carl.
Back to Carl.
Back to
back
me,
to Steven. Back
Stephanie.
To Stephanie. Back to Caitlin.
Steven.
Through the legs of another player and... Here it goes. Will it cross the line?
Steven.
Go!
I'm so proud of you. Just, I never thought that as the littlest people on the team that we would ever really make that much of a difference.
Stephanie, when it bounced off your head and then on to Carl and then on to Jeffrey and then Jeffrey did a backflip. Man, in that moment when we were all celebrating our win, it was so great. And the press conference we got to go to after, that was so great. But honestly, now...
Yeah.
Here in the Domino's Pizza?
I love Domino's.
The in-store Domino's Pizza?
I love being inside.
With your...
My mom gave us tokens.
Here at the Domino's Pizza with the arcade games in it that run on tokens?
Yeah.
It's like... This is what it was all about.
I feel like we were born in January.
I feel so big, I want to shout.
You look like a giant to me.
Feel like I could be a Hulk and bust out of my pants.
You are the biggest presence on the ice. You took it to the goal and you made it nice.
'Cause my heart is full.
You got clear eyes, Steven. I see you with your tiny clear eyes. And that big presence.
'Cause our hearts are full.
You can't lose, Mr. Tiny
and
big
And I can't believe we're
Steven.
Going to national.
I can't believe we're going to national.
What a journey.
What a journey.
I gotta say that full honesty, because of this Zoom ducking, I have no idea what happened to that Coach Puddle. And maybe I'll never know.
Oh, well.
He was on fire, I think.
He was on fire.
He did go back to the... I thought it was fitting for the end of the musical to just have him light himself on fire one more time. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Arden, thank you so much for... This is truly, it's such a weird and tricky thing to do, and it's so freaking lovely to have you. So thank
Man,
you so much.
It was so great having you
I was
here.
So excited. Anytime. It's such a fun podcast. I just love it.
Tell the people about all the many incredible things you got going on.
Well, I have two things that are happening right now. You can also, the two seasons of Netflix are on, of Insatiable are up on Netflix right now. But I host a podcast on iHeartRadio called Will You Accept This Rose? It's a comedy podcast about the Bachelor franchise. Very classy. But more importantly, I have a book coming out next month that you can pre-order now. Little Miss Little Compton.
And ooh, we are seeing the cover. And it's
cover.
Very beautiful.
It's a
yeah,
great
we got a nice quote from Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, and I've got a. This is a special offer for your listeners. I just got it. If you go to ardenmarinebook.com, so that's ardenmyrin. It looks like Myron. ardenmarinebook.com. You can order for the first 250 people. They're going to get a book, a signed nameplate, and this cute bougie tote, little custom Little Miss Little Compton tote. Bag.
What a tote.
And it's
very cute.
It's like thick canvas. And so that's for the first 250. And the second 250, you get a custom book, signed book plate. So go to artemarinebook.com and I hope you guys like it.
She's totes got totes. Get it. You need it.
You got to. You need to. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. We got Brett on the fret. Brett Morris. You love it when the chord hits. Choo choo. Engineering. Keeping it clearing. We got Dana Wickens, Near the Stickens, No Promises, but maybe. And she's producing the drums whenever they come. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. And as we say at the end of
this episode of Offer brought to you by Woodbury, what sound of the wooden frog make? We didn't have time this week. Hopefully,
I'm so
next
sorry.
Week we'll
we
find
don't
out
have
what,
time. We are
we'll
in fact out of time.
Of
I'm so sorry about
we're
that.
We're so sorry. Next time. But as we say at the end of every episode, if you're feeling like Bruce Springsteen,
yeah,
then you better join up one team. Perfect.
That
Perfect.
Was incredible.
Thank you. It was the best
hold
ever,
on,
and that's
hold
why
on.
We say it every
that
time.
That thematically was incredible. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can end it.
Okay, bye.
Bye.